Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
It's Juneteenth, Richies. Okay, well, technically it's the day after Juneteenth, but we still want to celebrate.
Yeah, and today we're taking off from our daily hot goss to observe the holiday, but we will be back tomorrow with the latest in celeb news.
Mm-hmm. But first, we want to look back at an episode that celebrated one of our favorite Black icons, the queen of the big girls and a person who continually breaks pop music barriers, Miss Lizzo herself.
Mm-hmm. Even though she's an inspiring star and continues to serve chart-topping bangers, Lizzo's been really open with her fans about the rough moments she's faced as a bigger Black woman in the music industry.
Yeah, while she's definitely a megawatt star, she still has to deal with racism and fat phobia. But through it all, Lizzo keeps looking past the haters.
Today, we're revisiting an episode from earlier this year when Lizzo shared her truth with all her fans.
And as she taught us so well, sometimes truth hurts. And sometimes it's good as hell.
So, Arisha, we've learned a lot of lessons in the last couple of years with all of the fame we've gotten. I'm wondering what the hardest lesson you've learned is.
I mean, go to Vegas before you're famous, which I kept trying to get us to do.
You love that reference, like, so much. But I personally relate to Lizzo's take on fame. She says she's still pretty much the same person with the same problems, just more people watching her.
Ton more people. And I mean, obviously, that's not going to be easy all the time, especially when you're not like all the other pop stars.
Yeah. And I actually love that Lizzo is doing fame her way. Like, it's refreshing to see.
I mean, come on. She took a DNA test and she is 100% that bitch.
100%. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Wednesday, March 2nd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Give me that
hot goss. So, Richies, you all know we completely stan a body positive queen who honestly blazes her own trail in this industry and any industry, honestly.
Right.
And that means, of course, we love Lizzo. Mm-hmm. She definitely doesn't fit society's typical bullshit profile of the standard pop star. She's a proud, sparkling Black woman. She raps, she sings, she plays the flute, and not just the skin variety like the rest of us. Oh. She plays an actual flute. And Lizzo herself even says, there was no Lizzo before Lizzo.
I mean, truer words have never been spoken. She's truly one of a kind.
Exactly.
And so Lizzo recently opened up to People about her experience as a pop star for their Women Changing the World issue. So on brand for Lizzo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she talks a lot, of course, about the focus on her body size as an artist, saying, okay, we all know I'm fat. I know I'm fat. It doesn't bother me. I like being fat, and I'm beautiful, and I'm healthy. So can we move on?
Mm.
Which, louder for the people in back.
Seriously, because, you know, all those comments are like, well, you better be healthy. You have to perpetuate health, blah, blah, blah. Well, she just told you she's healthy. I'm sure she has blood work done. Move along.
Yeah, yeah. And also, Nanya, business.
Great point.
And so even though she's a different kind of pop star, Lizzo completely owns that she deserves the spotlight. Mm-hmm. She says, I deserve the attention. I'm talented. I'm young. I'm hot. You know, I've worked hard.
Mm.
She has worked so hard. She's just such an icon to me.
Yes. Like, let's see all of you dance around on a stage, play the flute. Let's just see you play the flute. You don't even have to dance on stage.
Look, I'm trying to learn a 2.5 minute tap dance routine right now. And yeah. I'm not playing the flute, and it is so hard.
I mean, I know. I saw you practice. So Lizzo has definitely claimed her place in the industry. But even as a megastar, she continues to battle with body shamers and her own feelings about her body image.
Yeah. So she lists the tropes that women like her are forced into and says she's played the funny fat friend or the friend who's going to beat your ass because she's big.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, she's had her insecurities as a big woman, but she doesn't want to be stereotyped by her body size. And it's one of those things where it's like, who does want to be? Like, we shouldn't be doing this to people.
I agree.
Lizzo says, I don't think I'm the only kind of fat girl there is. I want us to be freed from that box we've been put in.
Mm-hmm. Like, a great day would be when we talk about Lizzo and we don't have to mention her body at all. Like,
yeah,
it's unnecessary.
Like, it's one of those things where it's like, isn't that the whole thing? We're not supposed to talk about people's bodies. So why are we still talking about bodies?
I know. It's exhausting.
It is.
And, you know, even with some bad days, Lizzo obviously remains a confident badass.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I think I have a really hot body. I'm a body icon, and I'm embracing that more and more every day, which I love because that is hard.
Yeah, literally the days that she posts like her twerking or just like I save those posts because it's that kind of energy. I need that energy.
Yeah.
So much in this world, especially.
Mm-hmm.
But even as a body icon, Lizzo says she knows she's not everyone's ideal type. She says, just as Kim Kardashian might not be everyone's type, although she's quick to say Kim's also a body icon and has created a modern day beauty standard. And that's where Lizzo says she's heading to, saying, what I'm doing is stepping into my confidence and my power to create my own beauty standard. And one day that will just be the standard.
Yes. I don't know that Kim Kardashian's a great example, necessarily.
Well, I might be reading too much into it, but I read it as like, I mean, people are using Kim Kardashian as a standard, and it's like, that's fine if that's what you want to aim to have. But Liz is like, but I'm also a standard. Like, aim for this standard too. And it's like, that's the kind of standard I align more with.
Yeah, 100% agree. But Kim's is easy because if it wasn't, Kanye wouldn't have a rotating roster of Kim lookalikes.
There are so many out there.
I didn't even
realize.
So Lizzo is truly an icon. She's a global star. She's won 3 Grammys. She's performed sold-out tours. And in 2019, she was named Time Magazine's Entertainer of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know a lot of people who can't sing Truth Hurts. I mean, or a lot of her songs word for word. I don't know that my parents could, but I'll find out. And like we know, she's gotten wildly famous in just a couple of years, and she says fame is weird. She spoke to Variety about her experience with fame, saying, Fame happens to you and it's more of an observation of you. People become famous and it's like, my DNA didn't change. Nothing changed about me. And she says she's still herself, but the way people look at her and perceive her has changed. She said, it's a very weird kind of formless thing.
Yeah. And I love that she's like, I don't want to seem ungrateful. She's just being honest about feeling sad about losing who she was. So she says, most famous people have been famous just as long as they've been a person. So they've acclimated more to it. And then she follows that saying, nobody knew who she was in 2018. And she could do whatever she wanted, like go to Vegas.
I knew you were going to say that.
But by 2019, she said, I noticed I couldn't go to restaurants with my dancers and stuff. I had to call security. And she admits that felt like a burden to her friends. And so she's aware of the fact that what you lose is a sense of your privacy and yourself, the old self. But she says she's gotten used to it and is good with it now.
And her friends are like, we're fine with it, too. Like, you're paying for really nice dinners. Trust us, we're fine.
Those vacations they go on with those infinity pools overlooking the ocean.
Ugh, God, seriously. But one thing that has not changed for Lizzo during her time being famous is her struggle with mental health. She says she still has the same problems she had before. Anxiety and depression, which I can only assume get worse with fame. Like, this is coming from someone who stopped reading Apple reviews after a day. Mm-hmm. So I was like, nope, not today, Satan. So after her song Rumors dropped, Lizzo went on Instagram Live. A lot of people probably remember this. She opened up to her fans about how attacks from internet trolls were taking a toll on her mental health. And I think we talked about it on this show before. Like, it was very honest and vulnerable, and it was really nice to see because you don't see that a lot from celebrities. Like, it's just this facade they've painted.
Yeah.
And in her upcoming reality show, which is called Lizzo's Watch Out for the Big Girls, three R's, Lizzo actually talked about this incident.
Yeah. So she says, that day, rumors had come out, and I saw something really awful about me. I never want to address the thing that broke me because people will continue to use it. It had nothing to do with the song. She revealed that it was something about who she is as an artist and what she represents, saying it was racist and very, very harmful. And that comment pushed her to her limit that day. But after getting it off her chest, she says she felt much better. And also filming her music video for Rumors with other big Black women like her was healing, saying, I got to walk into this room of women who looked like me and who would understand exactly what I'm going through. It genuinely moved me to tears. It was one of those things that happened in my life that was a blessing.
I love that.
Yeah. I really would love to know what piece of trash troll said something because I just would love to meet them and give them a sandwich.
But all for naming and shaming.
Oh, yes.
Like tag them, post the, the DMs.
Yes.
Let us know.
Yeah.
So obviously, I think we're going to see a lot more of this in Lizzo's new show. Like I said, it's called Lizzo's Watch Out for the Big Girls. I love that. It's so fun to say. So that reality show is dropping March 25th on Amazon Prime, and it follows her search for a body-inclusive team of backup dancers.
Yeah, so in her Variety interview, she talks about how she wants to empower Black women through her show, saying, I was like, man, I need answers. The girls I have on stage with me are not getting representation. They are not getting agents. And she says she knew there was raw talent that hadn't yet been discovered. Her solution was, if I have to start a television show to get enough attention to find these girls and get them prepared to join me on stage, then so be it. Which is just like, get it done.
Yes. Imagine the power of being like, okay, I'm just going to start a TV show.
Yep. Then. Yep. Easy.
So there. I guess I told you guys. So she's obviously continually proven that you have to block out the haters. You got to make your own path. Mm-hmm. And she admitted that growing up as a big Black woman, experiencing racism and fat phobia left her feeling pretty cynical. But as she started to find success, she decided to flip the script.
Yeah. So she says when her career started taking off, she was like, okay, what can I do with this? How can I make the best of this? And says, I wasn't supposed to survive. I wasn't supposed to make it this far. I wasn't supposed to be a millionaire. I wasn't supposed to be a sex symbol. I wasn't supposed to be on the cover of People, but I am. And she asked herself how she can make this whole thing worthwhile and not just be a flash in the pan. And I feel like it's pretty safe to say she has absolutely slayed all of these. and is making her career a lasting one.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely taken it and run with it in the best way. Like, talk about capitalizing on just a little bit of success.
Yeah.
In a really positive way, which we don't really see that much.
Yeah, I mean, she's just an icon for so many reasons, and the star power is there.
Yeah, I mean, how many times did we say icon this whole episode?
I mean, she's the song we sang on the way to interview for Even the Rich, so.
Amen. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.